Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome in to the Tailgaters Barbecue Tailgate Show. Hope everybody had a great weekend out there, a great 4th of July weekend. Pretty hot, but you know, actually, yesterday was kind of was a little better. Saturday wasn't so bad. Friday was really hot, but hopefully wherever you're at, you're able to. Oh, we got some feedback here.
Pretty hot, yeah.
Sorry about that. Now we're back up and running. I had a little feedback right there. I had a little situation. So anyway, good evening, everyone. Appreciate everybody listening tonight and hopefully pulling up the link and checking us out and just sitting there listening in and hopefully have some good callers tonight or maybe just sitting there with your cell phone taking all this in tonight. But, again, hope you had a great weekend out there, great 4th of July weekend. Probably a lot of grills being fired up. Saw a lot of kind of crazy numbers about the amount of hamburgers and hot dogs and so forth consumed and cooked on the 4th of July. So I guess from our barbecue side here, most of us were probably more so on doing ribs or Boston butts or brisket. Saw a lot of our barbecue buddies out there doing some, you know, selling some butts and ribs to people and some folks doing some fundraising type things. I think Adoco Smoke, Tony Kraut, them. I think they were raising some money, I believe, this past weekend. I think they did that, or maybe it was the weekend before. But there are a lot of people out there firing grills. I think JT down there in Somerville selling some stuff as well. So hopefully it all went well for everyone. We actually did the same thing ourselves over at Toto's Barbecue. We fired up the old smoker a couple of times and sold a bunch of butts and ribs. And I had a couple of catering jobs there on Thursday and then kind of took it easy the rest of the weekend up camping with some with our best friends up there at Modoc and enjoyed that and actually cooked some butts and some ribs for our little group. So, again, hope it was a good time for everyone. And it's kind of hard to believe that we're kind of hitting the midway mark here of the summer. We're going to talk a little bit tonight about the past weekend, contest in Mullen, South Carolina. It was a rib cook-off only up there in Mullins. And I think they had about 15 teams, I believe. Congratulations to Shai Ledyard. Ledyard Barbecue took first place in that event. So we're actually going to have him call in tonight, I think around 7:15. I don't think Shai's ever called in, so we're looking forward to that. I'm sure he's pretty excited about taking first there in the Ribola competition. And congratulations to Tim, JT, who took second. And You know what? I don't remember the third place. Was it Monkey Bottom? What was the name of that team? I'll have to pull it up. excuse me, took third place in that event. And wasn't a lot of KCBS activity, I don't think, in our kind of South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina area. I don't believe this 4th of July weekend, but things are getting cranked up this coming weekend as we've got the big contest up there in Greenwood, South Carolina, Festival of Discovery, a tremendous KCBS event that will last, I think, email I got. Looks like they got 90 teams, so it's going to be some kind of event. I think they said they broke the record this year. They've got like 12 different states that are going to be represented there in Greenwood, and talked a little bit about it last week. But they, you know, they actually had a special meeting of City Council, I think, over a year ago, where they voted and actually approved to have a portion of the pretty much Main Street there shut down, and pretty much where all the teams are going to be kind of up and down the Main Street there, across from each other. So it's going to be quite a setup with you know, 90 teams there. They have a tremendous turnout with all the folks there. I'm sure people come down to Greenwood from cities, you know, Greenville, Spartanburg area, and so forth. They make it a big blues fest as well. They got a tremendous lineup of different blues bands. You can go to, you know, www.festivalofdiscovery.com, pick up their website or their Facebook page. Just you know, search that, and gets a good lineup of all the bands. But they got a bunch of bands playing, you know, for Friday and Saturday. So it's just going to be pretty much nonstop barbecue and music for a couple of days there. They've got some other little side contests or ancillary contests, however you want to call it. They've got a Anything Goes on Friday night for the KCBS folks who want to participate. And they got a dessert competition as well. And then they've also got they've got a hash competition on Saturday. We talked a little bit about the hash last week. That's an interesting one. That who knows what you may get with that. You know, hash is pretty popular all over South Carolina, especially kind of that Greenwood area up there. So there'll be some teams you know, trying to come up with the best hash recipe to take that prize. Of course, you got your normal four. Yes. Also, then there's actually a taster's choice. They have a thing that cookers, again, it's kind of a volunteer thing, but participate. Basically, people buy like raffle tickets or, you know, little coupons, and then they can go around and test, you know, people's people's barbecue, and then basically people have a little bucket there that they collect these at, and I think they got a winner for that. I can't remember if the people got a different color one, so they picked their favorite, or if it's based on the total. But the neat thing about that is you get to get a little bit of money back. They take 25 cents, goes to the contest, and then 75 cents goes to the team. So they actually weigh those at the end. They've got a little system how they can determine, you know, 10, 15, 20, whatever it may be, how much that weighs, and then they actually pay you there with cash right there at the end of the contest, which is a nice thing to have. And that'll be another part. And they got a couple of additional awards, and I apologize, I hope I get this right. I think they've got a Best of Greenwood, so I would assume that's probably into like Greenwood County, maybe any team within 20 miles or something. I don't know what the parameters are, but so they got the Best of Greenwood, and I think they've got one that it may be dedicated to a person, but basically they've got another award that's for the highest ranking team from South Carolina as well. So a lot of South Carolina teams, I guess a little. Kind of pride thing that if you can be the best in South Carolina at the Festival of Discovery. And, of course, the Greenwood teams, kind of even more personal there, just your local area, being the best from Greenwood. So, you know, if you're heading up there and participating or maybe just going as a visitor, want to check it out, give us a call. Or if you've been before, I'd love to hear your thoughts. 347-202-0263. We'll get you on the line here. I think you just press one, and we'll get you on the radio here, on the blog radio. As I mentioned, we'll have, you know, Shy Ledyard Barbecue calling in here in the next 10 minutes or so, talking about the rib cook-off in Malden. I hadn't had a chance to talk to many guys yet. I assume it was a success up there. Luckily, I assume the rain kind of held off. I know we're up around the Clarkville-Modoc area, and There was some thunderstorm activity, and it got pretty windy, on Thursday night. I guess Friday everything was okay on the 4th for the cook-off. So hopefully that went well, and I assume they were, I don't remember exactly, raising money for some organization or whatever it may have been. Hope it came out well for them and they had a great turnout. So maybe if you're in a Cyclone barbecue team and you cooked there, of course we'll find out from Shai as well, but if you're somebody else that cooked at the event, had some thoughts, love to hear from you as well. So, we get through this 4th of July usually and things start to crank up. So we, usually it's kind of hot right now, so it's kind of tough on some of these teams. So going to be a little toasty out there, per se, here in the next month. But the competitions, like the word, going to really heat up. Like we said, we got Festival Discovery coming up the week after with the Cyclone. You got the Peach Festival SCB up there in Gaffney. Excuse me. You've got, kind of starts off a run of contests up in the North Carolina, Tennessee area, KCBS. I don't remember all the places. I think there's maybe one up around Gatlinburg, or where was it at? There's one up there. I can't remember. I think there's one up there kind of in that area, that Gatlinburg, Sevierville area, something like that, maybe Franklin, North Carolina. But I think there's about four or five of them coming up late July, early August, all up in that area. Got one, I think, over there in Athens in August. Got an SDN event up there in Spruce Pine, North Carolina. We'll be heading back up there, hopefully, to defend our grand champion. We're fortunate enough to take grand champion up there, Spruce Pine. Neat little contest up there. Spruce Pine, a beautiful, beautiful place. They kind of, again, like so many small towns, they pretty much shut the downtown area down, and pretty much the barbecue cookers and vendors kind of take over, and everybody kind of wanders around the downtown area, and it's a nice little area. It's generally cooler up there, and there's a beautiful little river that kind of runs through the city, and just a pretty setting. So we're going to miss the SCBA event, unfortunately, up there in Gaffney. We just decided to go back up and try to defend our title up there, and we do enjoy the folks up there and the people that run the contest up there, and Spruce Pine doing a great job, and we look forward to seeing them again, and hopefully having a little bit cooler cooking area as opposed to some of these other places that are going to obviously be heating up. And then of course as we get into August, we got the big SCBA event up in Columbia, kind of tied in with the FLW fishing tournament. Some information has been coming out from SCBA. It's kind of a neat event where they're basically going to be the cookers. I'm not sure if we're going to be set up there. They're kind of around the Colonial Center or kind of more toward the Convention Center, which are kind of close together there in Columbia. But we will be up there in mid-August. And the nice thing about that event is that we'll be able to get set up, and then we'll be serving the public there on one day. And then the next day, they're actually providing us with 8 butts that we'll be able to sell to the public and actually get those proceeds back for basically 100% profit, which is a pretty cool deal, I think. So, and then the next day, you actually have the opportunity to cook. I think they've got a kind of a limited menu that they're allowing us to do. I think it's brisket, maybe wings, I think, and you can actually bring those in and cook those and serve those to the public as well. So it's a good opportunity for some of these SBA teams to not only cook in an event that's going to have a pretty nice prize, but also get the opportunity to vend as well if you so choose. So we're gonna take advantage of that as well. I'm looking forward to that contest, and should be well attended. These fishing tournaments, FLW, they usually have a ton of people to come out. I mean, according to the SCBA, I think email we got, we're talking anywhere, I think 40,000-50,000 people may be coming to this thing in the next in that 2-3 day time span. So that's a lot of folks. I think the actual purse for the fishing tournament part is like $250,000. So that's obviously a very large tournament. So you'll have a lot of the shooting the very popular fishing pros and so forth in town. I think they're supposed to have other vendors in there, kind of on the fishing side. They'll be setting up, you know, big booths and so forth. And I'm sure that it'll be, you know, quite a huge event in Columbia. So I know all the SCBA teams, I think they're going to try to get 35 teams signed up. I think they were pretty close to full on that. So should be a great event. I think, I believe I remember reading, I think first prize without the butts part is $3,500, I think. So that's a pretty hefty first prize. I think that's right. Either $2,500, $3,500, I think is correct. So that should be a well-attended event, not only by cookers, excuse me, and also by the public there in Columbia. So we got a caller in here. This could be shy. We'll click on here and see what's coming up here. 828-505. We'll get you on the line here.
Hey now. This is Cheyenne.
Hey, Cheyenne. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing tonight?
We're doing good, man. Appreciate you calling in. I think the first time you've called in, so we appreciate you being on the show tonight. I know you had a big weekend last weekend up in, I guess it'd be up in Mellons for you. I guess like you're down in Somerville, correct? So I guess that was been up in the up the I guess kind of toward the Florence area up there. So kind of a long trip, but obviously worthwhile for you.
Yeah, it's about 100 or so miles from where I'm at here in Somerville. And, yeah, it was definitely worthwhile. It was a great event, well attended, and a lot of great teams out there in Pitmasters.
Now, did they have the public come around and sample too, Shai? Is that correct? I think they had you guys cook like 10 to 12 racks of ribs. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was. They give us a little over a case of ribs to cook for the public. They came out. They bought tickets. They brought come around to give us tickets for a rib. And then they also had a golden ticket along with their green tickets they were giving out. And the golden ticket was for People's Choice. So it was
okay.
A well-attended event. And, yeah, everyone had a great time, it looked like. I know I did.
Hey, hang on 1 sec. Yeah, I am going to say one second. We're going to get back to you. We got a couple of the guys coming in. I want to bring them on so they can probably ask you some questions as well. So I know we got our buddy here. Hey, Lee, are you there? We got you on board here?
Yeah, man.
All right, Lee. We got Shai. We got Lee Morris calling in. We got Blowing Smoke Online, our official unofficial co-host. And let's see. I recognize this. This might be the Mean Gene here. Let's see. 803-275.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, look at that. Now we got Mr. Gene Culberson calling in. We ain't got no air conditioners out anywhere?
Hey, we had a great time this past weekend.
Good deal. Well, we got Shai on the line there as well. Like, Shai, wait, since you mentioned that, who won the People's Choice?
I believe it was a tie between Backwoods and another team that I was unfamiliar with.
Okay.
Well,
Gene,
it was a local team.
Okay. Well, good deal. What was the prize for People's Choice?
We actually we split it with them, had $125 apiece, so I got a little gas money
back. Well, it couldn't have been bigger than you. Y'all just couldn't fight over it and just take winner take all?
Yeah. They had about 10 on their team. It was just me and Cecil on ours.
Oh, hell. Well,
you probably
could
have
okay, that could be different, man. Now, Shai, I think that was – go ahead, Gene.
No, it was a nice event. We had a good time. We showed up, early Friday morning and once we got set up and they had the little meeting, we got a, came down the middle, gave everybody the ribs, and, of course, I don't think we put ours on. We went and ate lunch around 12:30, and then we came back, cranked up our little pit, and we had a great time.
So you put yours on at what, 2? What time was turning? 4?
No, it turned in was at 7, so... So we had time to go eat lunch, then we messed around, then it was time to eat supper, so then we finished up.
Now, Sal, I think that was your first win of this year on Riz. Just everything kind of came together for you? Did you been practicing on some different flavor profiles, or what were kind of some things going through your mind there, or was it just kind of everything came together and you just kind of hit your marks?
Yeah, well, I had some strong placings last year with ribs, not in the first place, but much better than anticipated. And, practice, a lot of talking with other teams and other pit masters to find out, exactly what maybe the judges are looking for. Kind of introduced a new sauce that I put out on my website, and with the combination of my rub and the sauce, it worked out well, and, we were able to bring home a victory. So I was very pleased and honored to be, to place against some of the top teams in the state.
Cheyenne, don't feel bad. Nobody could win ribs last year when Chris showed up.
Hey, listen, that would have been only made it sweeter if Chris would have been there and I'd been able to take the win then. Exactly, Now, what Gene's not telling you guys is he brought out the Lane train. I don't know if you guys have seen that thing.
Yeah, that thing's pretty nice. Tisa did a good job building that, didn't she?
I broke out Big Mama. Maybe we think about taking her down to Columbia. We're not sure yet, but we're gonna break her out again. I miss that air condition though, but I like cooking on that big old plane.
The air condition and the bed.
Hey,
you spend most of your time in that.
Damn. Hey, hang on a sec, guys. I think this is Tim JT. Let me bring this up real quick. Bear with me here. 843-214.
Hey, what's going on there, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man? I thought we got JT calling in there. JT, I don't know if you're kind of picking up in the background there, but we got Lee and Gene, and of course we're talking with Shy about his big win up in Mullins this weekend. Of course, you took second place as well, so I know you're excited to go up there and bring back some cash as well.
Oh yeah, man. I wanted to call and congratulate Shy. I tell you, we were standing off stage and. We were just standing next to each other waiting on first place, and I was just tickled pink that the two Somerville boys drove all the way up to all the way up there and dominated some ribs. So it was a good time. That was a great contest too, man. The best part is you got to turn them tickets in at the end, and they paid you $1 for every serving you put out, man. You can't beat that.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Okay, so I would imagine you had probably 10 or 12 ribs per rack or something, at least. So, and you had at least it. So was that like probably a good $100 back or somewhere in that area?
Yeah, that's how I went out. They were handing ribs out, and you cooked all your ribs, and then you turned in your box, and then, just slice them up and give them to the public. And then, I think each team probably hit around I'd imagine, $100 or so, which is just really nice. I mean, and it was so organized. 30, you turned your tickets in, and they – and these ladies just counted out your tickets, threw cash in your bag, had your little name on it, and as soon as the awards was done, you walked, you got your little bag of cash, and you got the truck, man. It was awesome. But there's a real good field out there. I talked to some of the judges. They said that's the best ribs they've had in quite a long time. So congrats to everybody. And then Gene, I tell you what, the big thing, too, is Gene went up there and took tied for People's Choice, which everybody who cooks knows that never happens. The guy who wins People's Choice always comes in dead last in the barbecue because they have more family there. But for Gene to come all the way up there and kick some butt, man, and then kick some hometown butt, that was awesome. So congrats to Gene on getting that People's Choice, too.
Well, he was pretty close to
dead
last by the judges, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. But I tell you, that was pretty impressive. And the only bad thing about the whole contest was Gene was scared the hell out of me every 5 minutes with that horn. I mean, that horn is loud. And I was like, I hope it don't hit that right when I'm trying to slice these ribs, because, it makes you jump out your skin. It's so loud.
And so many people came by. I got the air horn on Big Mama there, and it come out. We want to hear it. And But we had a good time. Like I said, I'm wanting to take it off and put it on my pickup truck. But
I'll tell you what, that horn will shut Gary Taylor's little bell up on it.
Bell
up. Yeah, it sure will.
That it would. Now, Shy, what's up next for you, Shy, as far as – go ahead, JT.
All right. So I'll be in Gaffney. I don't know if any of you guys I'm not going to make the Greenwood. I don't I haven't done any KCBS in quite some time. But I'll be in Gaffney at the Peach Festival. I did that last year. Placed middle of the pack, so you know, we'll see if we can't get a better placing there this year. One thing JT's not telling you guys is, you know, when he did come off stage and with his second place victory, you know, he grabbed my arm and, you know, he was just kept saying, you know, we got this, you know, you got this, you got this. And, you know, when they did call my name and not ever having placed before, it was a special time, you know, to have JT there. So I appreciate that, JT, you know, coming over there and, you know, hoping, you know, just as much, I think, as me, you know, for the win. So thank you so much.
Oh, man, that's my pleasure, man. We're hometown boys and all, and I know how you cook and your passion, and I love seeing you out there with your kids. And I brought my son there this weekend. He's going to Gaffney with me next week, so we're going to make the drive up there. And so it was, I don't know, it really is. When people say it's a family, people who don't cook don't really understand that. You're really happy to see people you care about win. And, I mean, I was tickled pink that they called your name, man. I loved it. Like I said, two awards from Somerville, that's a long drive to go over there and take first and
yeah,
second.
I forgot about that. We got two Somerville guys. I forgot all about that. That's right. That's pretty cool. So what was it 15 teams, guys, or was it 13, right at 15, or what was the total count up there?
I think 15 from what I was told. I don't know what the final count was.
It was 15, but I think next year is going to be even more, because last year they did it at the JOC event, and I think they had four teams. But the only drawback is it's on 4th of July, people got plans, but I think a lot of the comp teams, when they hear us talk about that event, there will be more teams than that. It's a $150 entry fee, and they give you the ribs, and you get a dollar back for every serving, and they're paying out $1,000, you know, $500 for top three. And it's a one-day event. I mean, this was my favorite event, I think, of the year so far.
Yeah, it's a win-win for me.
Wow. I think it
is. Say again, Gene. What was that?
I said, you know, you think it's really that bad to go down, cook it, and then, you know, but it really wasn't that bad. You know, you get up, go down, and set up and all, but, you know, you got plenty of time. Like, so we went and ate. We came back, got our ribs, we prepped them, and we started to pit. I mean, it wasn't no rush. I mean, you had plenty of time. But like I said, they did have some music and a few things going on, but like I said, I feel sure by next year they'll have a bigger showing.
Well, we would have been there for sure, but, you know, we went on a cruise, and I wanted to miss one or two to give Gene a shot to win something, but I guess I'm going to
Now, Gene, are you going to guys?
Yeah, I'll be in Greenwood this weekend coming, and yeah, I've already talked to Clay about Gaffney, so I just got to get Tisa to give me some more money.
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday. He said, I think they're up to 16, 17 teams or something, and I think he said he had power for 20, but he had space for 20, but I guess they're kind of hamstringing on the power. But so I think it'll probably cap out 20-some-odd teams probably up there.
Yeah, he was low on power, so hopefully by next year they're going to bury some power and have, you know, more places for next year. But, when I talked to him, I actually talked to him a couple of hours ago, he said he knew he had 18. Definitely so, but the power was the issue.
Yeah, they're doing the same spot as last year, Gene, in the Gaffney?
I'm not sure. I talked to them, you know, they're doing the wings on Friday night and just doing, you know, your pork on Saturday, no ribs.
How were the wings last year? Were the wings blind judging last year?
Well, I mean, that to me, I mean, it's a nice event because it's another one of those small, I mean, Gene, chime in anytime. But to me, last year, it was a good size event. There was a lot of people, but to me, kind of the barbecue kind of took second fiddle. Unfortunately, you know, they parked a truck out there with the wings, and they had one dude in there, and everybody was supposed to get 100 wings, okay? So they had this one guy in there counting wings out. So you can imagine one guy counting 100 wings for, and I think last year there was a good 20 people, and I'm not kidding either. I mean, I'm sure it's a heart attack. Well, you know, obviously, finally, they got a couple more guys there to help this guy, but unfortunately, they weren't segmented out, or like we go to some comps, you know, and they got like the boxes, and maybe it's like 10 pounds a bag or something, a 20-pound box or whatever, but they were counting them out. And, man, it took forever for them to separate the wings out. And then, unfortunately, where they parked the truck, luckily we had a little cart or something. I can't remember what we had. But, I mean, you know, it's not like it's super heavy, but when you got to carry your wings, and they had your butts too, I mean, you had to carry that stuff back to your spot. It was a pretty good little walk. So some of those folks, I tell you what, man, it was kind of tough. So I hope they'll work out on their logistics a little bit, getting wings and butts to the teams. And then kind of where you were located at was kind of – they had a big parking lot that was kind of next door to a church, I think. And that's where they had most of the people at, the bands and so forth. So a lot of young guys on right now probably don't remember them, but they actually had Mother's Finest there Saturday night. So they had a dang crowd there Saturday night. But the band Friday night was pretty good. They had a bunch of people, but the barbecue was probably wasn't necessarily a bad thing. Kind of where you're sitting at, you didn't get as many people walking through, you know, doing the wings and stuff. So, and then on the then when they did turn in, you know, it was a decent, it was not a bad walk, but it was a good little trek up there to that church. And then on Saturday when they did the awards, you had to go to this old, it was some kind of old auditorium or something that's in Gaffney. And it's almost like this auditorium slash bar. And anyway, what was so funny about it, we got there, and there was people still in there. And, of course, you know, this is like one of these things, like maybe the Poultry Festival, if y'all are familiar with that in Batesburg. They got stuff going on all day long. I mean, it may be, you know, kids, cheerleaders doing, you know, events or, you know, contest or, you know, some guy, some musician or band. Well, they had this dude in there. And he was a Michael Jackson impersonator, okay? And I'm not trying to be racist, but it was a white guy, okay? Which this was very interesting. Well, he was pretty good, actually. So, here you got all these barbecue guys, okay, coming in. And so we're all kind of coming in this little auditorium. And here's these people in there watching this dude doing Michael Jackson stuff. Well, I mean, evidently he's got a little bit of a following, I guess. And so these people were pretty passionate about this guy doing his performance. So, of course, we're coming in there, and it starts getting packed, and it's starting to get hot and so forth. And this kind of goes on, and it goes on. And I guess kind of the guy with the that was with the event, but he was kind of, I guess, the guy who had up the barbecue park. He's kind of talking to people there. He's like, hey, we got to get these awards going. And, of course, these people are wanting, you know, to see the full thing. So I think they might have cut the performance down, you know, like 5 minutes, 7 minutes, something. And of course, I think the guy's mom or somebody came up and got upset. So anyway, it was kind of an interesting situation. He finally got done, and then they finally did the awards and all. So it was a little. It just kind of. Hopefully, they'll get the logistics worked out. The timing wasn't kind of real good on that, but it is again a pretty neat venue. We have plenty of. We have plenty of space and, you know, access to water and the power was okay. But, yeah, they didn't have probably a ton of space. So I would say if they do it in the same spot, you know, probably, 20, 22 teams about all they can do. So, anyway, I don't know if any of the guys were up there. I mean, we're up there. And, you know, I think it could be a really good event. But it wasn't, to me, as far as some of the other ones I've seen, I mean, they got some logistics to work on. You know, when you compare it to, sounds like the Mullins event was very well organized and done. And you go to a place like, say, Port Royal, you know, and they're so organized. You go to, you know, the Beaufort, you know, some of these places. I mean, the events, you know, Duane thing in Aiken, you know, you kind of get spoiled. I didn't kind of get that same feeling in Gaffney. So hopefully they'll, I'm sure like anything, that you know, you live and learn and you improve. So that I'm sure it'll be a good contest. So we need you guys up there last year. I don't even remember. Gene, I don't think, yeah, that's right. Gene, you were in Greenwood. Get out the same weekend.
I was.
That's right.
Yeah, so, I was.
Okay.
Hey, okay. That Michael Jackson guy, he was pretty good now. I was there.
Oh, that's right. You were there, weren't you? That's right. You were there, Ty. You remember that?
That was some funny stuff, just, you know, having to watch through that. And
And then what was funny, and I forgot about it, was that dude, he was coming up in the where everybody's sitting, and he was over there, I think, by Jeff Smith, a couple other guys. I don't know. Oh, George King was there. And he was coming up amongst them. It was just kind of funny watching these guys' facial expressions. This guy's doing all, you know, his little work with his feet and so forth. So, am I right, Shai? Is that kind of how it went down, or was that kind of your feelings, or it just kind of seemed a little disorganized?
It was there at the end, it seemed like. And, you know, I don't remember 100%, but, yeah, it seems like there were a problem with the wings as well. I mean, you know, so – I don't know how many times they've had it. That was my first year up at Gaffney. You know, it was a great event. If it is in a new spot, I think that would probably be an improvement. If not, you know, they have a good turnout for the event. I think they even have some wrestling. I was looking at some pictures earlier today, and I saw it had some wrestling pictures. So, you know, they have a good turnout for that event, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I hope the power's not a big issue, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a big area, obviously, but I think part of the problem was logistics. And I think it's one of those things that the event was kind of fighting with the city, or things you could use, couldn't use, and get to, and you know, and so forth. So yeah, that was kind of and it's not necessarily the event's fault. That's just one of those things that one of the hiccups you run into, and hopefully you get worked out. Some of them just kind of, you know, they got it like Greenwood this week. I mean, it's amazing. You know, how well that contest is run, but I mean, they got so many people organizing that thing, and they got the city really backing them and helping them out. Sometimes it seems like some of these places you go to, the city is kind of a little bit of a fight, I guess. They're concerned about people, you know, tearing stuff up or something getting messed up, or these guys leaving ash around or grease or, you know, what have you. So, I mean, I guess I can understand that. So, I'm sure last year they probably got together you know, getting the logistics worked out, and you know, like Shai said, the turnout was great. Man, there was a bunch of people. That concert or whatever Friday night, man, Shai, there was a ton of people, wasn't there? I mean, they were all over the place.
Oh, even Saturday, I mean, they had a ton of people,
yeah.
And I mean, they have a great turnout there. So I hope it brings them, you know, a lot of profit for that the town of Gaffney, and. You know, the Peach Festival is a lot of fun. So, you know, if anyone's not in it, there's 18 spots, 20 to go, you know. So, two spots left. These teams need to go ahead and send in their money so they can get, you know, their place.
Shai, will you be in at the event in Columbia in August?
Yeah, I will, at the FLW Cup. I'm really looking forward to that. And I think Chris mentioned earlier, you know, some of the perks that go along with that event, you know, are pretty outstanding and really generous. So I'm definitely looking forward to that event. I think it's going to be a great turnout. And, you know, I'm ready to see some bass fishing. I don't know about you guys, but.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of cool, I think. Now, JT, do you know, or does anybody know, I mean, obviously, being a Gamecock fan, I'm pretty familiar with the Colonial Center and all that little area right there, going to basketball games and all. But does anybody know where they're planning on putting the cookers at? Or has anybody got a feel for, or do they even know yet how that's going to be laid out?
No, I don't think they know yet. And I hadn't asked a whole lot of questions because I have a catering job that weekend, so I'm not going to be there. But the annual meeting's coming up. So they probably will address that there, but I'll tell you what, I'll shoot some emails to find out, and I'll shoot you some information, Chris, that way you can give it to your listeners and all.
Yeah,
JT,
that'd be great,
you're not
going to
be there? JT not being there is really awesome. I mean, we're going to miss you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I took a catering job in February of this year for that date, and I had no idea this was coming, so I can't return their deposit. Trust me, I thought about it. But I said, nah, I better not.
You should have used some of your pull as a liaison and had the date moved to have them do the fishing tournament later.
Yeah, that's pulling it all to get me a coach, you know?
Yeah, that's like a great event.
I'm signing off, guys. So I'll say goodnight to you, and we'll see you guys in Gaffney.
Later, JT.
Hey, I appreciate
really
it.
Well.
See you, buddy. Thank you, JT. Well, Chad, moving
about,
on into
you're talking about Greenwood and how the city backs that event. I haven't, you know, I'm fairly new to KCBS, and I started it last year at Greenwood, and I've done, I guess, 6 or 8 of them now. And between that and the SCBA, there's no other event I've been to yet that is better planned and prepped and taken care of than that event up there. And I think that towns should take note that when they support these events, they get good results, because I think that event raised $2.4 million in Greenwood last year, if I'm right.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact number, Lee, but I did remember reading. I think they sent out an email, or maybe it was on the Facebook page or whatever it may be. But it was somewhere that they figured out when they do these studies, the economic impact maybe was around $2 million.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about that, that's like, oh, my God, man, that's unbelievable. We're talking a barbecue event that started, I don't know, 10 years ago, 9 years ago, whatever it was, 8 years ago.
That's a lot of money. I mean, that's about what Gene spends on trailer tires a year.
That could very well be. Yeah, but, you know, when I look at that contest, I mean, it's just, you know, some things that maybe not be like a big deal. Everything kind of catches your eye, but, you know, when I look at the contest, just the way it's organized, I mean, having that many teams, all these different things to do. I mean, they got the two, they got dessert and anything goes on Friday. They got a hash competition. You know, so you're adding all these extra things, which just takes more organization. Which you got, you know, doing the prize money and so forth. And then you look the way it's laid out for the teams, how they get the information out to you. And then I'm just looking at, I mean, it doesn't sound like a big thing, but just the thinking about, man, they shoot these emails out to you. They got a website. They got a Facebook page. They got presence on Twitter. And then I didn't even realize this. I saw it in an email or on the Facebook page. Man, they even got go to Google Play and you download their mobile app. I mean, that's pretty doggone good. You know, we figure a barbecue contest and you go and download their app from Google Play. That's pretty awesome, I tell you. So. It obviously what it tells you is, for one, probably it's good on their part, because you got 90 teams, man, you got to do all you can to communicate, because there's just some people that maybe they communicate better by email or by phone or maybe who knows. So they're using every avenue basically possible to get information out to people. And I don't know about you, Lee, I got a packet in the mail today, but with all the stuff you could already print off, and they mail that out. I'm like, wow. It's just some things that probably you may take for granted, or maybe people listen in that don't do a lot of barbecue comps, but man, they really, this is something it ain't like this like 3 months beforehand. They're involved this thing the whole year, putting this together. And of course, when you get there, you know, it shows obviously, and, you know, all the bands they got playing there, the blues and the stuff and merchandise and, you know, and to think that, you know, that basically last year the city council got together and they voted on a resolution or whatever you want to call it to, you know, shut down a portion of Main Street, that's pretty significant. You know, it's one thing to do it in, you know, like a smaller town or stuff like that, but, you know, go to Greenwood, South Carolina, it's a pretty good-sized place. It's probably got, you know, 30,000 to 35,000 people, and you're talking about shutting down your Main Street for a day and a half or a part of it. And getting your businesses to buy into that, because probably a lot of the places that are getting impacted, really what it's doing to them is probably bringing them more business, the restaurants and all. So what a huge thing. So, you know, I hate I missed it last year. We had a good time at Gaffney, obviously, but I'm glad the date worked out, and we look forward to, you know, being up there this year and, you know, having a good time. So I got a pretty good SCBA. Of course, we got Lee with Long Smoke to be there. We'll be there. You know, Gene Culverson, Batwood Smokers will be there. You got Cole with All
Smoked
Up
will be
there. Yep,
there.
All Smoked Up.
That'll be their first KCBS event. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
McCall, okay. Am I leaving anybody out left? That's four teams. I don't think.
That's
yeah, there may be somebody
that's
cooked.
I know
Jim
will be there, but he don't.
I was talking about teams that really cook a lot of SCBA. There may be somebody that's cooked one or two or something, but your guys that are out there, you know, they're going to cook 10, 12 contests a year or so for SCBA. So, but yeah, that'd be cool with it being in South Carolina. And since there's not a SCBA event this week, so that'd be good.
I'll tell you a little bit more about it. You know, you're going to be right across from me, so I got free food all weekend, so I'm happy about that.
we'll actually be vending, so oh yeah, we'll have plenty of stuff. So you come right on over. We'll hope we're going to sell out and get ready to put some more butts on the smoker here in about an hour, actually, and cook up some more stuff to try to get prepared for all this. So
Gina help you cook those Friday and Saturday once he gets there. He don't need 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, I would say he can get them done by 4 hours, man. That'd be great. I don't know. He can cut my time in half. That worked out pretty good, doesn't it?
Gene, how quick can you cook a butt, Gene?
Well, I think he dropped off. I think he dropped off. I think he might have been on his cell, and I think we lost him there. Hey, Sean, tell me a little bit more about, I think, do you have like a website and sell like some of your sauces and things? Tell us a little bit more about that. I know I've been at some contests, and a couple times we've been pretty close to each other, and I got to talk a little bit, but I don't know if I've really, got to learn in more detail about maybe some of the things you do or some of the sauces and rubs that you have.
All right, well, you know, that's actually why I was able to place, since you were so close to me, I was able to get some, hints from the master himself on the ribs. No, I'm just kidding with that. So I run an internet site called The Barbecue Pantry. I don't know if any of you guys have been to it. If not, you know, check it out. It's an Etsy site, or Etsy, depending on how you pronounce it. But it's pretty cool. I sell kind of my rubs and sauces and some different things, gift baskets, so forth. I've been able to sell to about 15, 16 countries. So I've been impressed with the support for the internet store. But, so I produce a lot of my own dry rubs and sauces. Everything I do is real original. For me to take the win, you know, not only did, my barbecue stand out, but, I take that win as, my dry rub along with the candy cue barbecue sauce that I just kind of have put out on the internet. So I was very impressed with the results.
Okay, yeah, well, just pull it up right now, actually. There we go. Can I see your little logo right there? Okay, cool. I got you. Okay. So is it mainly just internet only, or do you have some people maybe in some little area that you take stuff to or order through you, or is it really just kind of a internet thing and just kind of shipping?
For the most part, it is internet only. I do have one lady I work with on Daniel's Island, and she carries some of my products. Most part, though, it's internet. I ship around the world. You guys, if you wanted to get some of the dry rubs that I use, or the great thing with my website is if you guys are creating your own dry rubs and you want some of the freshest spices and herbs, I get direct from the manufacturers or, whoever or whatever country those spices and herbs come from. Therefore, it might be a little bit fresher than what you get off the store shelf. All my spices are hand ground by me in small batches. So I stand by all my herbs and spices. And, if you guys want to create something or need help with creating, an herb or spice, I've been asked this past year to work close with Carolina Outdoor Cooking School in Garland, along with Carolina Pitmaster School here in Somerville, and Jack Waybor. So I've been, you know, definitely blessed. I get to do what I love for a living. And, you know, one of the best parts of the barbecue world, and someone touched on earlier, I think it was JT, was, you know, just the family and the camaraderie that goes along with it. I mean, it is truly an awesome experience and an honor to, you know, to be able to cook and, you know, even place against some of you guys. So, you know, thank you so much.
Sure.
And,
well, appreciate
yeah,
that.
It's an honor.
Now, do you if you don't mind me asking, so do you package some of this on your own? Do you have like a co-packer on some of your stuff? Or how does that work?
No,
just out of curiosity.
I really do all small batch. I have a contract with a kitchen that I use to package my materials. Everything's pretty much packaged by me. It's more of a control issue than anything. I've been approached by a couple cooking companies to, send them my recipes and such, and it's just kind of hard to send them out. Eventually maybe if, I do get more of a demand for my product where I can't fulfill the orders, but it will be something that I'd really have to, you know, watch closely as far as quality control, because that
right.
I see over, you know, some of the spices that are out there on the market and sauces now, when they're changed, you know, just a little bit to make it more cost effective, you know, you change the flavor profiles. So, you know, I'm very particular about everything, but hey, you know, it is what it is. And if you guys want to use any of my products, I'd be happy to, demonstrate them for you. What I used on the ribs this weekend was my brown honey rub, which is kind of a sweet rub for chicken and ribs, along with my candy cube barbecue sauce, which is, something new that I've just put out. So, like I said, I was very honored to even place with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to talk to you. I'm kind of interested in a couple of different spices.
Wait,
I know
everyone else except Chris. He doesn't need any more rib trophies. Anyone else, is free, fair game.
I'm
if you were to use my products, like my products, I would be honored.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to call you, especially if Chris can't.
I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of intrigued about the spice thing. I mean, there's certain things I kind of get on my, I'm going to kind of read up on this, and I guess kind of reading up on different, spices. There's certain things that I kind of like to use sometimes or once in a blue moon, or maybe that's something in the house or experiment, and I like to, make something. I know, part of the key is, really fresh spices or herbs, and it's not like going to, Kroger or a bottle or something like picking something up. It really does matter on getting, really fresh product, like you said, and grinding your own and so forth. It's amazing the difference it makes, obviously. I don't think people really realize.
It does, Chris. I mean, we're throwing down, especially you guys that do KCBS, you're spending, several hundred dollars on some of those cuts of meat, yet you'll spend $3 or $4 on the spices, maybe upward to $10.
Yeah.
And, why not go all out and get those, as long as the flavor profiles, match what you want to do, get the very best.
Right.
You're getting the best cut of meat.
I think that goes for anybody, though. I don't think that, hitting on your point, I think the more people that get into it, the more people that really get into cooking barbecue, even in the backyard, that people want good food. And, I mean, they'll pay for good food. And it comes down to, it's not only spices and rubs that you can't really trust at the store, but I don't go to the store and buy wood chunks anymore because you don't know how long they've been at their warehouse and then in the store. They may be dead for a year. I mean, that's like with Cole and them selling the Fruita wood. That's where I get my stuff from. If Cole and them don't have it, I call Fruita. And you got to have the best stuff to win. Now, I'm not going out and buying Duroc pork and all that because there's some things that I don't think you need to do. I will buy Wagyu briskets, and he's right. They're $140 a piece, and if you're going to buy $3 worth of spice to cook on, you may as well just go to Walmart and get your brisket. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
I would second that, definitely.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say it like that, but man, that made a lot of sense. I did, you know, it's like one of those things that I don't think I've ever heard, but like, man, that made a lot of sense the way you put that, though. Yeah, you think about it. You're going to spend, like you just said, $150 for a brisket, and then you're going to go buy, you know, buy some $3 or $5 spice and put on there. It just, well, it don't add up, does it? I mean, it ain't good. It ain't
I mean,
good
that's
math.
How I,
I mean,
just.
Does that make any sense?
Hey, you know the spice guy is going to say it doesn't add up.
My wife, anyway. That's how I get my wife on board, you know what I'm saying? I don't expect her to go buy $5 shoes. She buys $100 shoes, so, I mean, I should be able to get some spices, right?
There you go.
I mean, just because she's the only one working in the house, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Richer or poor is what she said. She said richer or poor. I'm just making sure she means it.
You're putting it to the test, eh?
That's right. And if she don't quit running her mouth, I'm going to remind her about the honor and obey part of the vows, too.
Hey, if my wife puts her in there, she's probably checking that. I'm putting her to the test as well, so I hear you on that.
Well, I'm trying to, you know, and it's, I think everybody's dream is, well, mine anyway, is to end up, you know, owning your own barbecue restaurant, big or small, and there's some people that are doing it and making it happen. And I think the part that bothers me, and this may be me, and this is kind of off subject, but I think, and it bothers me as a South Carolinian, that people come into this state and they try barbecue from some of the bigger barbecue places, and they judge South Carolina barbecue based on that, and we all know it sucks. And I've told my wife, I said, if I ever open a restaurant, it's not going to be a buffet. It's going to be you walk up to the counter, order what you want, and it's going to cost you some money because good barbecue is not cheap. And I think that people will pay for good barbecue or any food for that matter. You know what I'm saying? Ruth's Chris Steakhouse is in business for a reason. You can go to Golden Corral like Gene and eat all the sirloin you want. But if you want good food, you go to Ruth's Chris. You don't buy a $6 sirloin when you want, you know, a $100 porterhouse. You get what you pay for is bottom line.
That's exactly right. I mean, you said a mouthful right there. And on the barbecue restaurant, I would second that 100%.
Yeah, because I ain't going to be selling all-you-can-eat ribs for $9. You're going to pay for my damn ribs.
You'd be out of business quick if you did them you know, competition style, definitely.
Well, that's the thing. I plan on, you know, if I do it, I'm going to do it like I do it in competitions. I may not inject my butts, but, you know, I'm going to rub everything down and I'm going to smoke it and it's going to be done right. There's going to be no liquid smoke. I'm not going to parboil anything, but you're going to pay for it. And I think people will buy it.
Definitely. And, you know, kudos to Tony. I believe Tony just opened up a restaurant there in Blythewood. So, you know, congratulations to him and Doko Smoke.
Yeah, I think that, you know, he's hoping to get some good barbecue in there, but I told him I can't come cook for him every weekend. So I don't know what he's going to do. Tony's a good dude, man. You always like to see your friends do well. And as long as he stays out of Irmo, I'm happy because I want to do one over here. And because the only ones over here are, you know, the big guys over here, and they're horrible. I mean, they're really nasty food, and I want to do one over here and put them out of business.
Well, hey, all the luck to you, my man. I guarantee you'll be able to do it.
I'm trying to get Chris to back me financially, but he keeps being a tight ass. I don't know what the problem is. Chris, I know you're there. What kind of host walks away from the radio show?
Wow.
It's like talking to Gary Taylor, and Gary gets in the middle of something. He just walks off. He don't care either.
Maybe it came 8 o'clock on his watch before it did ours. I don't know.
I think Cassie probably got tired of him running his mouth and probably hit him.
That's what it is.
Well, I'm glad you got on here tonight, Sam. It was good talking to you, and, you know, I wish y'all the luck up in Gaffney, and congratulations on your first call and it being first place. That's
That's how I got mine. My first call in the SCBA was first place in Ridgeway, and it was shocking. So it was nice to do. And none of the old guys ever like to see the new guys come in and win first. So that's kind of sweet too.
Yeah, it was an honor, you know, especially against the field that I was up against. I've gotten some, you know, other calls in the past, but you know, to get it on 4th of July at a rib cook-off against the teams that I were competing against, I was very, very honored. So, you know, congratulations to all those Monkey Bottoms, you know, for taking third place, and JT, another Somerville boy, for taking second place. And, you know, thank you guys for having me on tonight. I was very honored to even be, emailed earlier today and asked. So thank you.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that. I lost I actually use a Skype-type thing on the radio board here. I had to call back in as a guest, so it kept on locking me out. So sorry about that. Appreciate you guys.
I'll tell you what, you're about to lose. You're about to lose the only people on the phone with you.
I don't know what happened, mate. I got a thought there. I don't know what that error was, man. I'm just, you know, what is working out of this whole little room and our little miniature studio in Aiken, South Carolina. I don't have a clue what happened, but
there's always an operator. There's an operator error every Monday.
That's exactly what it is. Just like when we screw up ribs this weekend or something, it's going to be Kathy's fault. So, this Friday and Saturday.
Mm. We figured
well,
you went out and put
the plug
on while I was talking.
But no, Sha, I appreciate you calling in, man. Don't be a stranger. We're on every Monday night, 7 to 8 o'clock. So, I appreciate you calling in, and appreciate all your kind words, and congratulations again on your first place up there. I know you're very excited about that there, and obviously JT, doing awesome stuff with Backwoods. So that's a good teams up there. So I know you're excited and looking forward to getting up there in Gaffney and getting there in a couple of weeks. So
I thought that Gary and Cole may call in tonight, but they're probably. They're probably doing a practice cook, you know, they ain't got the 4 days, so they're probably over cooking all four categories and building boxes tonight.
all their wrinkles out.
Well, they got to go over Jimmy's timeline, and I'm sure that's quite detailed, so they got to get it down. They got until Friday, so it's crunch time.
Well, I mean, with four turn-ins and all, Lee, will breakfast be, so there won't be any breakfast at all smoked up? Will that be out of question with these guys? This weekend?
No, they should still have breakfast because they have enough people to have a different person run each category and still have five people in the trailer.
There you go. Well, you figure the turn-ins are later than SCBA, too. You got another, what do we use? You got 9 to 10 or maybe 11 o'clock later. So they've actually got two extra hours. So, man, they ought to be like an extra coffee hour or something. They'll have plenty of time this weekend. They should do grits too.
Then I mean, they got time.
No, absolutely, man. Absolutely. I'm
this
with
is KCBS, not the SCBA. We expect plates, not biscuits.
It's big time. That's right.
I might have to call Jimmy and let him know we're all expecting a buffet.
Absolutely, man. Tell him we'll be over there. 6:30 or so. Looking for some good old canned biscuits and grits. And
It's not like they don't have the money. I mean, Gene may spend $2 million on tires, but Gary spent that on T-shirts and banners.
That's good stuff. Well, maybe we'll get on here, Brad, to call in next week too, to see how the Brad K. Corey Sherman showdown cook-off.
Corey's gonna beat his behind. Corey's gonna whip his behind. That's gonna be funny.
That is going to be that's going to be pretty much a I don't know if you know we're talking about Sal. We get Brad Kay get up in Greenwood, and of course there's I think they're actually engaged. Corey Sherman, who was part of the Pitmasters team not this past year, the year before that made it through a couple of rounds. But anyway, they cook together, and I guess one cooks two meats, the other cooks two meats. But apparently they started doing a little trash talking and. They want to cook all four meats separately, so they're gonna be cooking against each other. And from what I'm hearing right now, it looks like the money seems to be kind of going toward Corey Sherman's way. So we'll see what happens, Brad. If you're out there listening, man, I'm still pulling for my South Carolina guy now. I know she's a nice lady and all, but she's from the left coast over there, so I'm going my South Carolina guy. So I'll be pulling hard for you.
But you got to remember, she puts up with Brad, so that should be some extra credit. That's like Tisa putting up with Gene. There should be some extra credit points there.
She ought to get a couple points, you think, just kind of automatic, you know, for doing that.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a good point, man. I ain't exactly right. She's probably already
she
got an early lead already.
She ought to start with a 720 and just get counted off.
Exactly. That's good. Well, good deal, guys. We're gonna close her out tonight. Appreciate Shia Ledyard being on. Ledyard Barbecue, congratulations again, Shia, on your big win up there in Mullen at their rib cook-off. So don't be a stranger, and feel free to call in any week and get your other friends or folks maybe call their website to call in. We're trying to really build the show up and really concentrate more on the, you know, we'll talk some KCBS obviously, but we're really trying to concentrate more on the SCBA and South Carolina Barbecue Association and so forth, a little bit of Southern Barbecue out of South Carolina as well, but really trying to push that. And I always appreciate Lee being a big part of the show with Blowing Smoke. Look forward to seeing him and also being right across from me, Mr. Greenwood. And appreciate JT calling in tonight and my buddy Big Gene back with Smokers up there. We'll see Big Gene up there in Greenwood as well. So everybody have a great week, and everybody be safe out there if you're traveling, especially this week in these comps. And we'll see you guys next week. And I'm getting the old board to work out right here. We're going to close it out with my favorite here. So everybody have a great week and take care.
See you Thursday.
Hey, thanks so much, guys.
All right. Take care, guys. We'll see you.
Bye now.